Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at New York State opioid legislation, and finally a story about combining clinical exams to better predict lumbar radiographic instability. For Health Beat, on my birthday, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat podcast number 787, recorded June 10th, 2022. My birthday's June 8th.
HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by DaVinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the DaVinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news.
The New York State Assembly, with Bill A-273, is considering legislation for a practitioner to consider and prescribe non-opioid treatment alternatives for treatment of neuromusculoskeletal conditions. Wording for this bill includes the following, quote, "When a patient seeks treatment for any neuromusculoskeletal condition that causes pain, where a practitioner considers an opioid treatment, the practitioner shall consider, discuss with the patient, and, as appropriate, refer or prescribe non-opioid treatment alternatives based on the practitioner's clinical judgment and following generally accepted national professional or treatment guidelines and consistent with patient preference and consent before starting a patient on opioid treatment." According to the New York Senate's website, the bill has passed both the New York State Senate and Assembly. Surf to our show notes for a link to this bill. Several clinical tests have been proposed to diagnose lumbar instability, but their accuracy is still in question. The primary purpose of a recent study published in the journal Musculoskeletal Science and Practice was to evaluate the diagnostic accuracy of the clinical lumbar instability tests. The secondary goal was to design a model to detect lumbar instability. Highlights from the study found: 1. Lumbar instability tests were not accurate enough to detect lumbar instability. 2. Patients with lower weight are more prone to lumbar instability. And 3. Lumbar lordosis can be a predictor of lumbar instability. Conclusions found that each individual test had very small to no power in discriminating patients with lumbar instability. The developed model just slightly improved the accuracy of radiological instability detection. Surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at PodcastAlley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Theodore Roosevelt. Do what you can with all you have, wherever you are. For Chiropractic Online, today's HealthBeat, wishing everyone to stay safe and healthy, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.